Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about Phil Simon being back on the show. Phil is a member of our Brain Trust. He's a technology expert. He writes for a number of technology publications. He's written a number of books, including the last one, which I told you about not too long ago, The New Small. He's got a new one coming out. It's not ready yet, but one of the things that we get to do here on the show and have been doing now for a long time is because of our relationship with our Brain Trust members, they let us have a peek into what they're working on, into a little window into what's coming down the pike from them, some of their ideas. So you actually get, because you listen to this show, you actually get not what's already being done, but what's going to be done. And Phil is here with some of that. Phil Simon, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for letting us take a peek into your new book, The Age of the Platform. Now, one of the things you say in your new book, because you've given me access to a little bit of it, and which I appreciate, is that some of the things that are happening today that are revolutionizing the marketplace, that are giving levers to even little bitty companies, weren't even possible, let's say, 10 years ago.
Absolutely. It's a very different type of age. It is the age of the platform, and it's a topic that I touched on a little bit in the previous book, The New Small, but when I've worked for myself for a long time, I am a very small business of one, and one of the questions I'll frequently ask myself is if I absolutely had to go to work for a larger company, which one or which ones would it be? And therefore, that really stood out, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. So having paid attention to what's been going on over the last 15 years,
but that was after you got over the nauseous feeling that you had thinking about going to work for somebody else, right?
Yeah, well, you know, when you have billing issues or clients get to be a little bit difficult sometimes to benefit a regular.
Right. We all know about that. Looks like did we lose him? Yeah, we may have lost him. So the technology guy, we just lost the technology guy. So, yeah, that's pretty funny. What Phil's talking about, we're going to get him back on. What Phil's talking about is there are four companies that he thinks are, if he had to go to work for them, it would be Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. And these are people that he thinks are really maximizing the new technologies, the new platforms, but they're not just maximizing, you know, the platforms that they can pull off the shelf, the things that are available to them, like the internet, like the virtual marketplace, like some of the newer technologies. These guys are actually building their own platforms, and they're doing their own thing. They're creating new opportunities, and one of the reasons, one of the ways that they're pulling this off, is they're not afraid to fail. Now these guys, these big guys, are able to do this because, well, frankly, if you think about it, look at it. We're talking Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. They got plenty of money. If they fail at something, you know, they just write it off. I mean, not that they want to lose millions or tens of millions of dollars. Nobody wants to do that. But if they take a chance and it doesn't work, it's not going to take them down. For you and me, small business owners, for you and me, if you and I fail, when we're trying something, we're trying to launch a new platform, as Phil talks about on the show. Phil, welcome back. Sorry we lost you there. I was just telling the audience that when Amazon, Google, and Apple, when they fail at something, you know, they just write it off. They got plenty of money. And so it's not that hard for them. For a small company, the beauty of what you're talking about with this age of the platform is that today small business owners can develop their own little platforms, their own new directions, and do it in such an efficient and micro way that if they fail at that, it doesn't take them down. What do you think?
It's a good point, Jim. Certainly small businesses can create their own platforms. They can also take advantage of what I call in the book planks. So, mm-hmm. yes, you can build your own social network. You can build your own e-commerce site. Or you can take advantage of social networks like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter.
Right.
Or you can use the e-commerce capabilities of Google or Amazon or Apple. So you don't have to start from scratch. With regard to failure, you're right. You can learn a lot from Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. No, you may not have $5 billion for a merger, but you can still do things that I think those companies are doing. You can still try little experiments. You can still afford to fail. It may not mm-hmm. be on the scale of an Amazon, Apple, Facebook, or Google, but it is just a difference in scale. It is not a difference in mentality.
Right, exactly. And that's to me, this is what's different. With the technology we have today, with the things that you and I can pull off the shelf, we have the ability to attempt things that couldn't have been. It's like we've got our own little, you know, we've got our own little wind tunnel here with some of this new technology. We can test things, we can try things that just weren't possible, say, in the 90s.
You're absolutely right, Jim, but I want to be clear that The Age of the Platform isn't a technology book. It's really a book
right.
about an entirely different business model. In the 1990s, for example, companies like Microsoft had a very different approach to doing business. They would either buy you or they would crush you.
Mm-hmm.
As we see, I'm actually an Apple partner because I have an app for the third book. I can make money through Amazon and through Google. I can place ads on Facebook.
Right.
So there's a symbiotic relationship between a small business owner and these great platforms. So there are different ways of doing business. It is certainly not a laundry list of technology. I liken the book in some ways to Chris Anderson's The Long Tail. I just think that people need to be thinking about business differently. So to me, the book is kind of a big idea about a new way of doing business.
What's one example of thinking differently?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's so many different examples in the book, but we talked before about being able to embrace risk and not being afraid of mm-hmm. failure. I mean, those are two different things. Yeah, this entire notion, Jim, of, say, the GE model under Jack Welch, in which you had to be first or second in your market or mm-hmm. get out of the field, I think is very antiquated. I look at myself as an example. 3 years ago, I made all of my money from one very specific type of consulting. Now I barely make any money from it. I've diversified. I've started a publishing company. I do public speaking and make money from book sales. I do webinars. I've been able to monetize my website. So it's important to be good at. You can't be everything to everybody, and the book doesn't claim that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's extremely dangerous to just exist in one niche because things change so quickly, to your point from before.
Yeah.
What happens if all of a sudden your market evaporates or changes?
Hold on to that thought, Phil. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Phil Simon is our guest. His new book is called The Age of the Platform, but it's not out yet. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.